This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1240. Keep your audience focused on you. Spice up your stories.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, we are all super distracted. How can you make sure that people listen to your stories in English, learn a fun new phrase, and get 3 tips on how to tell a story that keeps their eyes on you and off their phones? This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm having a nice week and things are good. How about you?
That's good. Yeah, I'm doing really well. But oh my gosh, you know, there has been a lot of rain recently. And I know you don't have too much rain in LA,
no,
right?
No, it never rains out here.
So you're lucky. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because yesterday I forgot to bring my umbrella with me. And lo and behold, there was a huge storm and it was completely unexpected. And I didn't have an umbrella.
Oh, my gosh, Michelle, was that part of another Instagram update that you did?
No. This is another time. I had my umbrella then. This one I couldn't have done any sort of video for with no umbrella.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you taught something else. You taught like bad hair day, right?
Oh, yeah. Bad hair day. Right.
Bad hair day. Okay. Our listeners, you guys are going to have to go over, join our Instagram channel to find out exactly what that means, because apparently it doesn't mean what it sounds like it means. I actually didn't know that.
I didn't know that
until you taught me on Instagram.
That's really funny. You know what? And I will clarify. It also can actually mean a literal bad hair day. But the way that I was using it was to talk about just like everything is going wrong.
Yeah, I do like that. I like that. So guys, go over and check out that video. So, all right. So lo and behold, so you didn't bring your umbrella and lo and behold, there was a huge storm. Interesting.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay, so that was kind of unexpected. Has anything unexpected happened to you lately?
Ooh, that's a good question. Jeez, I can't think of anything, but I'm sure something did. We on our road trip out here to California, we had a slight issue with the car. Like we were dragging something on the bottom of the car. And so we had to get it checked. So I thought the car was ready for the big move, but lo and behold, there was a problem and we did have to get it fixed. But it wasn't a major issue. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, so guys, we're saying this phrase lo and behold constantly, right? So we have a listener question about this really, really cool little phrase that's going to be really helpful for you guys. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Yeah, this is from Radmila, and she says, "Hello, dear Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. First of all, I'd like to express my gratitude for your amazing podcast. It's the very stream of energy and inspiration I need to bring new colors to my daily routine."
That is beautifully put, and thank you.
That's really good writing, too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a really useful tool that not only activates our listening skills, but opens new horizons through connection as well. Okay. Great, Radmila. Thank you. And here's the question. Recently, I've received a letter from my friend who is a native. I've noticed an idiom I had never heard before. Lo and behold, here's the sentence from the letter. The band played two tunes and then, lo and behold, a street brass band appeared in the back of the room and strutted up the aisles with trumpets, trombones, and tubas. I've looked it up in the dictionary, but I would really appreciate it if you could explain the idiom with your examples. Do you use it or is it old-fashioned? Is it okay to use in casual conversation? Thank you in advance and cheers, Radmila from Belarus.
Ooh. Yeah, cool. Well, Radmila, thank you for that great question. I love this question. This is a really great phrase. Lindsay, you were just saying that you actually just heard someone use it the other day.
Yeah, I think like yesterday or the day before that, someone, a native speaker, did use it. And I honestly don't remember what they were talking about, but I do remember hearing that phrase and thinking that we should do an episode on it.
That's funny. Well, so do you think it's old fashioned? That's what Ramila was asking. Or can you use it casually?
Yeah, I mean, the people that I heard use it were a little older. So like baby boomer generation. But I still think that, you know, for us at our age and now in 2019, yeah, I think we can use it for sure. For sure. What do you think?
I agree.
Michelle?
Yeah. I completely agree. I think it is a little like slightly fancier sounding, but but I think it's a really good phrase for storytelling, right? Which we talk about a lot on this show. That to me, that's like the really good time to use this phrase. But you know, if you want to hear some other topics about storytelling and things like that, we have some episodes for you to listen to. You can start with 549, which is how to catch people's attention in English using one interesting phrase. And that phrase is all of a sudden. So you can hear more about that.
Yeah, I love that. All of a sudden, we've done some really cool episodes about storytelling and kind of, again, like you said, Michelle, catching people's attention, getting them to listen to you, making them want to hear what the next thing is that you're going to say.
Yeah.
I mean, 973, guys, is another good one for that. It's called bewildered, astonished, perplexed. Okay, go check out that one. And then 1025, weird tennis moments and how to tell a crazy story in English. That's so good.
Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, this to me is such a great storytelling phrase, as I was saying. So let's get into it. So what is lo and behold and what does it mean?
Yeah, well, I think it means that something was surprising,
right?
Unexpected, right? The conditions are set up for this to happen, for something else to happen, and then this thing happened. Right.
And by the way, guys, before we get more into it, you know, this lo and behold, this is definitely going to be a power vocab word on the iOS app. Guys, so we are going through and we are making tappable words so that you can keep track of all the great vocab that you get on this show. So lo and behold is definitely going to be one of them for today. But you got to go over and get that feature because it's so helpful to put all of them together in one place, right? Right, Lindsay?
Exactly, Michelle. And you guys will have the chance to curate your own power list, right? Your power vocabulary list. And you can decide if you want to put this on your list or not. But go over to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device and download the app. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So again, so lo and behold, behold means something was surprising. I frequently hear it used like this. So I would hear like something like this. X happened and or but lo and behold, Y happened.
Okay. All right. So let's get some examples. So here's an example so our listeners can really envision this. I couldn't find my phone and lo and behold, it was in my hand.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Has that ever happened to you, Lindsay? Have you ever been looking for something like your phone and you've been on it? Oh my gosh, for sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, I have. Or there's the classic example, like people are looking for their glasses and they're on their face or they're on their head. Yeah. Right. That kind of thing. Has that happened to you, Michelle, being on phone?
Definitely with my phone, I'll be like talking to my mom or something. And then I'm like about to, you know, leave my apartment for something. And then I'm just, you know, gathering my stuff. And then I'm like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm on it. Guys, let me know if that's happened to you. That is, I'm not saying it happens all the time, but it happens. And then you have this moment of what is wrong with me, you know?
Yeah, guys, please make Michelle feel better if it has happened to you.
I know I'm not the only one. I know it.
Awesome. All right. So what else? Do we have another example?
Yeah. She thought they were out of her favorite cookie, but lo and behold, they had 5 left.
So it's kind of unexpectedly, right? Saying something was surprising or unexpected. Yeah. So can it be used in other ways too?
Right. Yeah. You may hear it used in other ways, but I mean, this one sounds the most natural to me. So that's why we're going to, you know, really focus on this usage of it and this kind of format. X happened, lo and behold, Y happened, right? So in, you know, in other episodes, we've given you lots of phrases about storytelling, but as we said, you know, this is a really good refresher because there's so many so many ways to draw people into a story.
That's true. Oh, I love that. So are we going to go into showing our listeners how exactly we could do that?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, as storytellers, we have to guide listeners on our journey, right? So, you know, just overall, how are you going to make them interested in a story? Yeah, we have phrases like all of a sudden, lo and behold, things like that. But, you know, guys, we wanted to give you 3 ideas here how to make people interested. So, Lindsay, what's the first one?
Hey guys, if you are taking IELTS, then this is an important reminder that our prices are going up on our 3 Keys IELTS course on October 14th. That's Monday. So go over and jump into the IELTS course now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and we'll see you there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, I love this. And by the way, before we go into this, I'm glad that we're talking about this because it's about so much more than just those vocabulary words. Right, Michelle, right. It's about more. It's about these things that you do. Exactly. So, all right. So the first one is to make them feel present.
Right. Exactly. So we've talked about this a little bit using things like the present tense, perhaps. Right. So if you say, for example, so I'm in the garden and I'm watching a group of squirrels and lo and behold, they took my food. Right.
So yeah. Do you have a story about this?
I do. Something? I don't know if I told this already, but I was actually at the park with my friend and our kids, and all of a sudden she had actually made her daughter crackers. She made them for her, and what? She says, "Oh my gosh, the squirrel just took my crackers," and the squirrel literally just ran away with a Ziploc bag of crackers, and we just saw him like hopping away, and it was amazingly hilarious.
Yeah, those squirrels. This is a funny thing in the Northeast. I find that a lot of tourists are fascinated with squirrels because they don't have them necessarily where they're from. So they end up trying to get close to them, take photos and feed them. Right. And of course, locals probably do this, too. But I think locals don't like squirrels. They're like big rats. Right. And so it happens in Boston, too. I remember once I was having a picnic in the Boston Common and we couldn't have a picnic there because the squirrels were too aggressive. We couldn't even have a picnic.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy. Yeah, they really can be. So that's funny, Lindsay. Yeah, so I think, you know, here I said, oh, so I'm in the garden and watching a group of squirrels and lo and behold, right? And then, you know, I move between tenses, but I'm talking about something in the present tense, but it happened in the past. And sometimes it helps people get into the story more. So that's one thing you can do. What's another thing you can do, Lindsay?
So be descriptive. Give them an image of exactly what happened. I mean, things mm-hmm. like adding color, adding smell, talking about what it smelled like or what something looked like, that is going to make your story much more interesting.
So yeah, so you could say something like, so I was standing there in this incredibly long line. This woman with long red hair came up to me. Oh, she had on an incredible perfume. And lo and behold, it was my cousin. She was dressed up for a play and walking around with her castmates before it started.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. So again, unexpectedly, surprisingly, it was my cousin. Okay. That's what we're trying to say there. And then the last thing, guys, that you can do, number three, is to include them, right? Include the person, ask them questions, like, so asking if they've ever been to that place that you're talking about, right? Have you been there? Has something like that happened to them?
Right. You could say something like, oh, you've done this, right? That might be a good phrase. So you could say something like, oh, so I was at the shopping center on 3rd. Have you been there? Right?
Yeah.
Or what else could you say? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Lindsay.
You could say, so I was meeting my mom at the new movie theater, but there was no popcorn. That's happened to you, right? Well, what did you do? Right. This is interesting because I think we overlook this sometimes. We think that telling a story has to be a monologue.
And that's a really good point, Lindsay. It's a back and forth. Just because you're telling a story doesn't mean that you're going to talk for 5 minutes and the other person is just supposed to sit there and listen the whole time.
Yeah, especially these days, because with the internet, our attention span is very, very small.
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting worse, it's getting shorter. We're like goldfish, right? So, I mean, we have to pull that person in if we want to be a dynamic speaker. And guys, this is useful at work too. Don't think that this is only for your social life. These are business skills.
Right. Exactly. Oh my gosh, for sure. It's almost like you want to think to yourself, I mean, this is terrible in our day and age, like Lindsay was saying, but you almost want to think to yourself, how can I make it so that this person doesn't want to just stare at their phone? Right? What can I do, right? Do you have to juggle or something? No, you don't have to do anything crazy, but you do have to include them. You want to make them like, oh, what happened next? Oh, and I'm a part of this story. I'm not just listening.
Oh my God. It's sad. We are competing with everyone's phones all the time, constantly. It's true. But that just means we just need to tune ourselves to the culture and how it is. And you guys can do that in English too, not just in your own native language.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, this is really important. So I don't know. Do we have time to do a little role play?
Yeah, let's do the role play, Michelle. Let's bounce down to the role play just to make sure our listeners really get this. So. We'll drive this home. All right.
And then cool. We'll see what we were doing. Okay. So you're telling me a story about being in LA.
Okay. So you've been to LA, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
So I was on the beach. It was a beautiful day. It was sunny with a nice breeze in the air. The ocean was so blue. And I look down and I see there's a huge dog drinking water beside me. And lo and behold, Brad Pitt walks up next to me. It was his dog.
Oh my goodness.
What would you do in this situation?
Well, I guess I'd say hi.
Well, I did. And wouldn't you know it, he was nice.
Okay.
Wouldn't you know it?
That's right. I love it. Okay. So let's go through that. So Lindsay did a really good job of telling that story. Thank you, Lindsay.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Right. So in the beginning, she included me. She said, you've been to LA, right, Michelle? Right. So I'm already like, oh, what interested in the story. And then, I mean, what do you do next, Lindsay? You're using imagery. You're using present tense at times.
Yeah, well, I asked you what you would do in that situation. So it's constantly. Right. So right from the start, I pulled you in. I said, have you been to LA? And then I said, what would you do in this situation? And
right.
I'm also building up the imagery, as you said, Michelle, right? I'm keeping them present in this story by setting up the scene. Like the ocean was blue. It was breezy.
Right. And then I look down. So you switch to the present tense. So we've talked about that, right?
Oh,
so that
kind of love it.
Put me more in the scene.
Yeah, maybe you guys didn't quite hear that because it can be hard with a native speaker to distinguish whether they're saying I looked down or whether they're saying I looked down, right? It's very hard to hear that. But guys, I think we have done an episode on this, Michelle. I mean, guys,
I think
go
so
back
too.
to our Yeah, go back to our blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes. Type in present tense in a story. And maybe we'll have to do a follow-up on that, Michelle, because I think this is a key skill for our listeners to tip into that advanced level.
That'd be great. That'd be so great, Lindsay. Yeah, so Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right. So the takeaway, guys, lo and behold, is a natural phrase, and we think you should use it. So it can be used in storytelling. That's a good way to use it. And you, above all, you need to be good at storytelling. We've done episodes on this before, like I mentioned. So go and find them and then get started. Start telling stories. Even if you think you don't have the grammar skills or the vocabulary skills, we want you to challenge yourself to try it.
Right, definitely. Yeah, go out there and do that. Try using these techniques. Try telling a friend a story. It doesn't always have to be the most amazing story in the world just to practice, right? Just important to get it out there.
Exactly. I love that. This has been a good topic today, Michelle. Super useful for all aspects of connection. Again, guys, you can use this skill at work, with family, in your social life, a lot of different realms of life.
Exactly. This was a lot of fun. So thanks again to the listener for that question. And we'll see you guys on the next episode.
All right, Michelle. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.